Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. We are 2 weeks away from the end of this year. And so as we look back on 2025, one great way to do that is by looking at the World Almanac and Book of Facts for 2026. It's out now. Joining us right now is the editor of the World Almanac, Sarah Jansen. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. This takes a whole year to put together. You must all year long be just sort of curating and setting things aside, ready to put out this one big, big comprehensive book.
Absolutely. You know, we're actually already starting to think about the World Almanac and Book of Facts for 2027, if you can believe it. But right now, we're excited that World Almanac 2026 is on bookstore shelves, and it really is the best way to wrap up the past year, see everything that took place, and then you've got a great tool on your bookshelf for the upcoming year.
Boy, and it really does feel like a lot happened in 2025. What are some of the highlights?
You know, it was a really busy year. Every time we have one of these conversations, I'm always struck by just how much can happen mm-hmm. over the course of a year. Everything from a presidential inauguration to a new pope to ceasefire in Israel. And then we have some happy news stories, too. We've got a lot of interesting and offbeat news stories that we're covering in the World Almanac. And the great thing about the World Almanac is that we're covering all of those subjects. It's not just one thing. We're covering the news in politics, in pop culture, in sports, and everything in between.
It's always fun to look through there and say, oh, my gosh, that was this year, wasn't it? Because some of those things, especially those things that happened early in the year, feel like they were from another time. But yeah, it's a lot that happens in the course of a year.
Absolutely. And another great tool that the World Almanac provides is a way to look at all of those that we've lost over the past year. You've got your obituaries of famous people. You've got offbeat news stories. It really is covering all of these different facets of the news in 2025.
The time capsule section is where items that sort of symbolize the year are. What are some of the things on that list?
You know, the time capsule is a lot of fun to put together, and this is totally theoretical. We're not going out and burying this in a park or something somewhere. But we like to have a little bit of fun with it. We like to include both the serious and the silly. So on the serious side, we have something like a piece of legislation, like the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed this summer. On the more fun side, we have plush the boo-boo, you know, those little stuffed monsters sure. that you saw everywhere in 2025. We've also got a White Sox jersey for the new Pope in honor of his Chicago background. So a lot of fun stuff in there that represent everything that happened over the course of 2025.
Talking with the executive editor of the World Almanac and Book of Facts, Sarah Jansen. Sarah, what are some of the criteria for picking the top 10 stories of the year?
You know, what the editors of the World Almanac are looking at throughout the year is all of the news stories. We're winnowing down, you know, things like natural disasters, things like major breaking news stories. But we're also looking at what are the stories that are going to have a huge impact, not just on today's headlines, but on the upcoming weeks, months, and years. And that's definitely a debate and a conversation that we're constantly having. The great thing about the World Almanac is that we've got a really fantastic team of editors who are contributing their different viewpoints every year, and it's an important part of making sure that we get that balance, right, of making sure that we're looking at not just, you know, today's headlines, we're not just following today's story or what the latest tweet was or whatever, we're always paying attention to the reverberations of those stories and what's going to happen in the weeks and months to come.
What tops the list? What is the number one news topic of 2025?
So in 2025, we decided that our number one news story was going to be the inauguration of President Donald Trump and the embrace of new immigration policies. Now, this is something that obviously has been in the headlines, not just for the first couple of weeks of the year when he was first inaugurated, but has continued to be you know, a steady drumbeat throughout the year. And it's been a lot of paying attention to the ups and downs in that, various cities, the way enforcement has been happening. Certainly something that we'll continue to pay attention to in 2026 as well.
Of course, there's news and then there's offbeat news. Was there one of the offbeat news stories that jumped out at you and surprised you?
You know, my favorite offbeat news story this year has to be finding out about a new museum that opened in Zagreb, Croatia. So I haven't actually been there in person yet, but it is called the Haha House, and it is a museum dedicated totally to everything that makes us laugh. And there are a lot of really creative-sounding exhibits. There's one that is just items that people woke up with after a night of drinking that they were surprised to find with them. There's also a sumo ring for folks who want to, you know, enjoy a little laughter with their aggression. It seems like it's kind of an interesting tourist attraction, and hopefully I'll get to go there someday.
Absolutely. That's great. It's a great book. It's a great cover, too. How do you decide what photos to put on the cover?
You know, that's a big conversation with the editorial team every year as well. The World Almanac cover definitely wants to represent the news of the year. We want to represent all that the World Almanac covers. So we don't want to just have the serious stuff on the cover. So this year you'll find, yes, the inauguration of President Donald Trump, but you also find a photo of Emma Stone, obviously a multiple Academy Award nominee, could be happening again this year. We also have, in commemoration of the Eagles Super Bowl win, a photo of quarterback Jalen Hurts. So, you know, we're trying to look at all of the news stories, but also the things that people actually enjoy spending time thinking about and distracting themselves with as they go about their days.
In this digital world that we live in, it's nice to have a hard copy of all these things, a book that you can put up on the shelf and take down and look at with all these facts and figures and information about the year.
You know, I think that's exactly right. I think that's why people still love the World Almanac and are still buying it, you know, more than 150 years after it started publishing. It's really fun to be able to take a book off the shelf, flip to a random page, and if you're someone who's curious about the world, interested in a lot of different things, any random page of the World Almanac is going to provide something that you can find interesting or that you'll want to know more about. And that could be anything from, you know, the names of constellations to the population of the biggest countries in the world. You know, you'll be able to find things that you wouldn't have necessarily thought to look up on your own, but that you can be curious to learn about and find out more about in the World Almanac.
It's really interesting stuff, a great book. Sarah, we'll talk again in another 52 weeks about the 2027 World Almanac. How about that?
Sounds great. Let's make a date.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.